Good morning. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time update on Hurricane Irma. Irma continues to move through the southeastern Bahamas this morning as an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane. It's moving off to the west-northwest at about 16 miles per hour. Right now, it's located about 450 miles to the southeast of Miami. We expect Irma to continue moving west-northwestward today and approach the northern coast of Cuba overnight tonight and early Saturday and then turn northward. And that will bring the core of Irma near the Florida Keys and then over the Florida Peninsula Saturday night into Sunday. And then we're forecasting the core of Irma to move up the peninsula through the day Sunday into Sunday night and then move on up into Georgia and the southeastern United States during the early to middle portions of next week. We're very concerned about the landfall of a major hurricane in the Florida Keys and in South Florida Saturday night into Sunday. Everybody should be preparing for that possibility. We have a hurricane warning in effect from Jupiter Inlet southward along the east coast of the Florida Peninsula and from Bonita Beach southward on the west coast and for the Florida Keys, Florida Bay, and Lake Okeechobee. That means we expect hurricane conditions in that warning area, and we would expect those hurricane conditions to occur beginning overnight Saturday into early Sunday. We also have a storm surge warning in effect along the coast from Jupiter Inlet southward, all the way around the tip of the peninsula, including the Keys, and back up to Bonita Beach. That includes the metropolitan areas of southeast Florida, West Palm Beach, along the Broward County coastline, and Miami-Dade County, and in southwest Florida, including the Naples area. This means that we are expecting life-threatening inundation from storm surge or storm surge flooding in these areas within the next 36 hours. We could see storm surge flooding as much as 5 to 10 feet above ground level. So that's life-threatening storm surge that could be as high as your head or twice that high in your house, on the roads. If you are in an evacuation zone in these areas and you've been asked to evacuate by your local officials, please do so as soon as possible. Today, Friday, is going to be your last full day to prepare for Irma here in South Florida and in the Florida Keys. We expect tropical storm force winds to begin during the day on Saturday in the Keys, and then by Saturday evening in South Florida into Central Florida by Sunday morning, North Florida by Sunday evening, and then on up into southeastern Georgia by Monday morning. So if you're in South Florida in the Keys, today is your last day to prepare. In Central Florida, you'll have a little more time into the day on Saturday to get ready, but please take the precautions. Irma is a large hurricane. It's going to bring dangerous impacts in terms of wind and storm surge to much of the Florida Peninsula through this weekend. I'm Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 8 a.m. update on Irma.